Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk to you guys about the week of April 2nd through April 9th. And we have some whoppers this week. What's new, right? So let's break it down. First of all, this is our last full week of Mercury in Pisces. And we are going to have 2 days that this is active, which are Friday the 3rd and Tuesday the 7th. So mark those on your calendar. As far as days where you may hear some news or uncover something that has been hidden or secretive, or you may dig deeper into your research or investigations and uncover some information, or there might be an important talk or meeting that's going on behind closed doors. This can be about our Piscean themes, so, you know, it can involve your institutional interests if you need to contact one of them. It can be about that information you're digging through. It also can be about something about your artistry. Maybe you're trying to book your tickets to the theater or sign a contract for your movie deal. I don't know what, but there can be something artistic here. There can be something romantic. Maybe there's a romantic getaway or tryst or some kind of focus on a clandestine affair or something that's, you know, behind the scenes romantically. Excuse me. It could also be spiritual. So there may be something very powerful going on here as far as your prayer, your meditation, your dreams, your anything that really is connecting you to the higher power. So there might be some messages, some signs coming through for you or some decisions that you're making in those areas. So again, Friday the 3rd and Tuesday the 7th. Both days, Friday the 3rd, is just very much steeped in the Piscean energy. Tuesday the 7th, this links to any higher-up individuals in the mix or what goals you have around these topics or what's going on with career momentum in the scenario. So there you have that. Now, Venus is kicking off a very big story in our week ahead. This starts on Friday the 3rd. And she actually moves into Gemini at 1:11 p.m. Eastern time on Friday the 3rd. And instead of just moving through a sign in a handful of weeks like she normally does, she is going to remain in Gemini until August 7th because she is going to retrograde in the middle there at some point. So I want to tell you what it means. I also want to give you the dates. The key standout dates, so that if you are focusing on something important here over the next 4+ months, you're going to be able to kind of know when the big moments are going to be with this story. So Venus in Gemini, you know, Gemini is about our communications, our choices, the things that are offered to us, the things we decide upon, what we're writing, what we're saying, what we're asking for. It's also commerce, so the things we're selling. And it can be something local or nearby, a short trip to a nearby place. It can involve your neighbors or your siblings, your vehicles or your electronics as well. And so Venus is going to be navigating this territory over these months ahead. So she rules love and income and beauty. So this means there's going to be quite a bit of meetings happening about love or income or beauty, or there's going to be a lot of talks about it, or you're going to write about it, or there's going to be a focus on sales that is attached to this in some way. Maybe you're selling something, you know, for a love interest or that is about love or just to make money or that is an object of beauty, right? And so we're really looking for Venus to be showing up in all of these areas, ways to make money, what's going on with our love life or lover, and what's happening with beauty. Venus does want to smooth things out in these areas. However, the retrograde may, you know, the retrograde is what it's doing is extending this to give us a chance to figure something out that we are not going to figure out if it goes by as quickly. And so when it comes up to the retrograde, it will slow down, and then you do your typical do-over with retrograde energy, which means you either have to kind of go back to the past and rethink something there or look at your ongoing situation and rethink something there. You might be letting go of something. You might be rekindling something. You might be reworking it, but that will happen in the midst. So here's your dates, okay? Write these dates down or mark them on your calendar. All right, so obviously Friday the 3rd after 1:11 in the afternoon, this is key because Venus is showing up. So something might show up or get your attention or start. You might start to think about it on Friday. On April 4th, Venus will align with Saturn. And so whatever you're focusing here on with Venus, there is this potential to key in with something in the social realm, maybe online or with groups or friends or associates or at gatherings of sorts, although less likely in our current situation. By May 3rd, which is almost a month later, Venus makes her next alignment. So you see how sporadic this is going to be. So Venus will then square Neptune. That may be a hard day. May 3rd may be a day where there's some confusion or some sadness or some isolation or, you know, Neptune under duress, right? It can spur us on to try harder, you know, in those areas of artistic, romantic, and spiritual realms or with the institutions or the research. But under square typically seems a little foggy or weird or wonky. So just allow that to go by as best you can. Then on May 13th, 10 days later, Venus will retrograde, and so we see a shift in our dialogue, in our meetings, in our offers or decisions, in our writing or sales or interviews or short trips or local activities, etc., about love or income or beauty, because we're now starting to slow it down, whatever we've set in motion up to this point, and now we're going to get our do-over. We're going to head into that by May 20th. 1 week later, Venus will be in her retrograde and square Neptune for the second time. That wonky stuff comes back up. We have some issue to deal with here. Is it a sadness? Is it a depression? Is it about isolation? Is it about something hidden or secretive? Is it about something karmic or past life? Does it involve the institution or the research or the development or the you know, artistic, spiritual, romantic side of things? Then by June 2nd, we move forward quite a ways again. Now Venus is squaring Mars in the same territory. Now the passion is stirred or the anger is sparked or we are taking action or reacting to what is happening in that scenario. Then by June 25th, Venus goes direct. Now we are shifting gears again. Whatever we figured out during that space between May 13th and June 25th, we now know what is what and which way we want to go with it, and we're going to start moving that forward. Then by July 27th, we are going to have Venus make an adjustment to Jupiter and square Neptune for the last time. So at this point, it would seem to me that whatever has been dealt with the foggy, wonky weirdness of Neptune, you figured some give and take out around Jupiter themes to move this forward. So that would involve travel or distant situations, legal or educational pursuits, weddings or other ceremonies, media or marketing interests, or something with religion or politics in the mix. And then by July 30th, we have Venus adjusting to Pluto, and by August 4th, we have Venus adjusting to Saturn, and both of those are in Capricorn. So we're doing some give and take around our personal goals, around the authority figures or the career direction in the mix. The one on July 30th is about the financial or sexual side of that. The one on August 4th is about the commitments or the responsibilities or the endings or the limits or the ambitions in the mix. And then finally, by August 7th, Venus exits Gemini and moves into Cancer. So that's our story. So literally we have the entry, and then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 activations over 4 months. That is not very much, guys. So you really want to kind of pay attention to those dates. They are going to stand out. They are going to help you make choices. Or the choices are going to be made for you and you're going to be working with them. Okay, so the next area of focus is in our week ahead is that we are having the mega combination of Jupiter and Pluto getting together on Saturday the 4th. These guys get together at 10:45 p.m. on that evening, Eastern time, and this is the first of 3 meetings between these giants in the sign Capricorn. And so, obviously, first time they've done this in 500 some years, right? So they're going to get together on Saturday the 4th, then they're going to get together a second time on June 30th and a final time on November 12th. And by then, we will have our story set in place because this is a beginning between these two, okay? And so we are looking at, you know, what are we coming together with here between these two planets in the Capricorn story. So when it comes to our big goals or career or the direction of our life or our status or reputation or what's happening with those bosses or parents or directors or teachers or judges or leaders or mentors or other authority figures. So Jupiter, once again, is saying, you know, first of all, where's the growth here? How can we go big on something? What's going on with our happiness or prosperity or a sense of adventure in the story? And what Jupiter themes can we apply to this for this new beginning? Which means when we're looking at that goal or we're looking at the career of this authority figure, would we be benefited by furthering our education or teaching something? Or would there be a benefit to travel or a situation at a distance or relocation at a distance or foreign interests in the story? Or is there something about a media venture, marketing scenario, publishing, broadcasting, or publicity that could take this further? Is there something about legal contracts or legal interests that we want to pursue? Is there something about ceremonies or weddings? Is there something about philosophy or politics or religion here? And this is getting together with Pluto, the sign of power. Pluto is the sign of destruction and rebirth. So these two getting together, we're going to see something really completely being taken down to the core and then being rebirthed in a new way sometime between April 4th and November 12th. And so Pluto themes can be about going deeper, making changes, evolving the story, rising from the ashes of something that is destroyed, looking at where we are financially here. So maybe Jupiter, maybe there's something legal coming together with the financial or something foreign and financial or something with relocation and financial, you know, tied to your goal. You can look at the different lists here and see how this is really playing into your life. This can also be sexual or reproductive. So there may be some kind of, you know, passionate connection you have with somebody and a desire to bring this all together in the direction of this new goal sometime between April 4th and November 12th. This can be about a divorce. So obviously there could be some legal wranglings there. It could be about a death or a birth, or it could be about what's going on with third-party situations here. So if you're really trying to pursue that media or that education or that legal or that travel or ceremonial scenario, then maybe there's something to work out with two other people here to move this forward. So you want to pay attention to what is happening here. And I do want to share, one of my friends on Facebook sent me a link about they're trying to gather a million people around the globe to meditate, to pray at that exact time, 10:45 p.m. Eastern, bringing all of our energy together around the globe, which is a really cool idea because it's extremely, extremely powerful energy. So the idea is to only put out positive thoughts at that time, really asking for the healing of the world and the remission of this virus, and that those that are seeking to cause harm are in some way blocked from causing harm, and that all of the good things are rising to the top during this time. So I will be joining in with that, and anybody else that would like to. I do think that you know, there's a lot to be said about that many voices coming together, that many thoughts, that many prayers. So maybe we will see something move in the right direction, right? Excuse me one second. Okay, so which leads me to the other side of this, which it is a dangerous time as well. You know, we want to focus on the positive. However, those that are in destructive mode, this energy will help them go bigger with it. And so we want to be super careful. Starting tonight, honestly, we're right on the edge of this conjunction. It just grows mightier over the next couple of days. And then we are going to see some resonation here as the full moon on Tuesday is in Libra and is square to that conjunction. And so this could stretch it out from now through Tuesday, being like quite intense energy. And so we, of course, want to use this to launch into our new goals and our new career objectives and our new engagement with higher up people in our lives. However, there will be people that don't use this in a positive way. So again, we just really want to be careful with that. And I would just say, you know, the Libra full moon, that's wonderful. It's a time where we can be really reaching our goals or wrapping up things we've been involved in. It's a peak experience. It's either endings or celebrations, you know, wrapping up, getting finalizations, achieving things, celebrating things. And Libra is all about our partners and our clients and our specialists and our agents and attorneys and advocates and all those key relationships. However, Libra also rules open enemies and opponents, competitors. And so there can be something that is coming to an intense culmination there, you know, revving up in some way. And on the day of the full moon, we have Mars squaring Uranus, which is not a pretty It's just not a pleasant combination. So, again, everybody heads up that Mars can be in attack mode on Tuesday. For the good guys, it can be very driven and very much about what you're trying to achieve and just pushing through. But Uranus throws some kind of wild card into the mix, some shocking or sudden unexpected moment. And so these are playing out Mars in Aquarius, so it may impact the internet. It may be about groups or gatherings. It may be about our freedoms. It may be about aspirations or original projects, friends or associates. And Uranus is in Taurus, so really pushing us over our values or our possessions and what's happening to them, our purchases, our income flow, you know, those solid earthly areas also does rule the things under the ground. So, well, co-rules it, I should say. So for the good guys using this, you're just you're kind of powering through something there, working around something that's thrown at you last minute, and then this big culmination on Tuesday as you're celebrating or wrapping something up with one of those key individuals. So that's our breakdown. It's a whopper as usual. We just don't seem to get any light and snuggly alignments anymore. So there you have it. So when we're really looking at how this is impacting the signs for Aries, you want to note that Friday and Tuesday are your key days to kind of meet up with people behind the scenes or have those private conversations or dig into some information and uncover something. You might be meeting up to focus on something romantic, artistic, or spiritual, or getting into the research or the institutions on those days. Then with Venus moving into Gemini for Aries, this is communication and commerce for you guys. Also siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics. So you guys are going to have 4+ months with really a lot more talks, a lot more meetings, a lot more interviews or sales or writing or short trips or local activities or what's going on with those siblings, neighbors, vehicles, moves, electronics. Over Venus themes. So it's all about your income needs, or it's all about love or lovers, or it's all about beauty. So you might have a lot of that going on. I'm going to refer everybody back to the top of the show for the key dates, those 9 key dates, when things are going to shift in those areas so that you know what to look out for. And then on Saturday the 4th in the evening, we have that Jupiter-Pluto conjunction. And for Aries, this is definitely about a very, very intense, optimistic, but powerfully changing, trying to evolve you into some new story when it comes to the direction of your life, Aries, or it comes to your career, or it comes to a personal goal of yours, or several personal goals, or what's happening with bosses, parents, judges, mentors, teachers, or other higher ups. And so you really want to pay attention to what's coming into view at this time. You're going to be playing with this story, setting it up on its feet from April 4th through November 12th. But this is the first gambit out the door. And then that full moon on Tuesday for Aries is about your relationships. So you might be having some kind of breakthrough with a key person, or you might be ending something with them. You might be celebrating or achieving something. So it's really kind of depends on what's going on with your story right now. But it is focused on something culminating with that partner, that client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the advocate. So, and do remember, Aries, Tuesday, your ruler Mars is going to be really fired up and playing out with friends and associates and online. So you might see something online that gets you all snazzled up. Or you might have a fight with a friend if you're not careful. So do be careful in social scenarios on that day. On the other hand, you may feel very driven to try to make something happen, so you can watch what's going on there. Okay, so for Taurus, the Mercury energy is active on Friday and Tuesday, the 3rd and the 7th. And this means these are days that stand out as far as talks or meetings or offers or news coming in or decisions being made or sales that focus on the internet or with a friend or associate or with a group or with gatherings or with astrology or charities. And so you really want to kind of participate in what it is that you're interested in there on Friday or Tuesday. Venus is headed into your income zone starting on Friday the 3rd, and so for the next 4 months, she is going to help you either with what you're doing with your income or with what's going on with your purchases or your possessions. Venus here tends to make you want to own more luxury items, so you have to be a little careful with that so you don't overdo it. But she can help you enjoy what you're doing to earn or enjoy your possessions or your purchases more. And she really brings love into the equation, or income over the entire story, or really brings beauty into the equation. So you can look back at the dates I gave at the top of the show for your key dates that these will be seeing opportunities and shifts in gears. But this is the focus now for the next 4 months with that. Now, the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction on Saturday evening, the 4th for Taurus, is the beginning of a big, bold new story that is going to be focused on travel, or a situation far away, or a relocation to a different location far away, or something foreign. Or this could be a focus on legal matters, or it could be a focus on media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests. It could be a focus on higher education, whether you're going back to school or teaching what you know. It could be a focus on weddings or other ceremonies, or it could be a focus on religion, politics, or philosophy. So in this story, there is something very profound starting to happen as Jupiter, the ruler of those topics, comes together with Pluto, and kind of a deconstruction of the old version of where you were in those situations, and a rebirthing process, and a process that is meant to bring growth or happiness or prosperity into your life over the years ahead. So you really want to be, you know, paying attention to what is coming into view as soon as Saturday evening and over these months ahead, key days, Saturday the 4th of April, June 30th, and November 12th. The full moon on the 7th for Taurus is a peak for you guys with health or work. And so you guys might, if you've been not feeling well, maybe that will finally come to an end. If you've been striving to achieve a health goal, you may finally see some kind of gain in what you've been trying to get to. It could be about work and a breakthrough or a promotion on the work front, or something ending with your work. It could also have things that kind of thread from those topics, which means there could be something culminating with a coworker or a hired person in your life, or something with paperwork or organizing or cleaning or even the animals. So we're seeing a big high point there. Mars will be fired up that day, really pushing you or making you feel like acting out, it looks like, Taurus. Maybe you're feeling like being rebellious on this day a bit, or maybe you're a little accident prone. Be careful with that. But it is about what's going on with some goal you have, or something on the career front, or something with an authority figure in the mix. So you can expect that to kind of play into whatever is culminating with your full moon. For Gemini, the Mercury energy is active on Friday the 3rd and Tuesday the 7th. So those days you may hear news or offers coming in. You might get into talks or meetings or focus on sales, writing, interviews, or decisions that are about your career or about a personal goal or your status or fame or reputation or something involving a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor. So those days may inspire, or they might just really be the spark that opens the door to what the next part of the of some new story is that's starting to open up here. Venus is moving into your sign, Gemini, starting on Friday the 3rd of April, and is going to be there till August 7th. Gemini, you guys have the big story for the summer, okay? So this really means that Venus is coming to you, bringing love to you, bringing income to you, or bringing beauty to you. So you want to focus on that while she's there. Have you been wanting to get yourself looking a little better? Then maybe it's all about focusing on your beauty, or maybe the beauty from inside of you, and you want to bring it out more, right? Or are you trying to earn money in some way? Well, then maybe it's time to focus on your brand or your image or how you're showing up and getting involved in some new direction. And is it about the love that you are longing for or the love that's in your life right now and expressing more there or sharing your love with others? This will bring this through for you, and it's going to have several chapters to the story because of the upcoming retrograde. Please do note the dates I give at the top of the show that are key for everybody. But Gemini, the focus is on you. So make it about your needs and your interests in those areas. Now, when it comes to this big Jupiter-Pluto story, this begins on Saturday the 4th at 10:45 p.m. Eastern. And is the beginning of a story that is being set up, set into place sometime between April 4th and November 12th. And then you're going to be working with it pretty much for the rest of your life. And so, Gemini, you know, this is really asking you to look at what's going on with the deconstruction and rebirthing, the empowering, the expansion, the growth, the happiness, the prosperity, with where you are in your financial life, not your income, but everything else. What's going on with your debt, what's going on with your taxes, with your insurance, with your investments, with your partner's money, with your alimony or child support, you know, or commissions or royalties or whatever other financial thing you can think of. Maybe it's, you know, time to get a new mortgage or renegotiate your 401k or whatever the financial topic might be. You're going to start to see some kind of indication about that as soon as Saturday the 4th. On the other hand, it could be focusing in a more personal side of your life. So this could be really focusing on sex in this year or in these months ahead, sexual attraction, sexual dysfunction, sexual needs, sexual desires, sexual experience, or reproduction, you know. Maybe you're ready to have a baby. Maybe you're going through the change of life. Maybe there's a reproductive issue that you need to address. Maybe there's something hormonal, right? Also, this area rules birth and death, so maybe there is a need to look more at where you are in one of those stories or how you feel about those things. Maybe there's something about a divorce here that's going to be changing your life in some very powerful way over the months ahead. Or maybe this is about how you need to start dealing with third-party situations moving forward. So you want to look at, you know, what's starting to come into view, how you can expand on this story, what's going away, how you're going to rebirth in those areas. And then by Tuesday the 7th, we have the full moon in Libra. So for Gemini, this is bringing something to a climax with a lover or kids or a creative project or a recreational pursuit. So you're wrapping things up or you're celebrating or achieving there, getting some kind of finalization, some big peak moment, right? And Mars is fired up on this day. Maybe something completely separate, maybe tied to this full moon topic. So Mars is really fired up about a travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political topic, and something that kind of comes at you out of the blue that you weren't expecting tied to that. So you will have to kind of deal with that as part of the day, but, you know, there you have it. I don't know if that's you pushing harder to achieve something and it's separate, or if it's tied in with what's peaking with this love interest or, you know, the kids or the creative project or recreation. Okay, for Cancers, first of all, the Mercury energy in our week ahead is active on Friday the 3rd and Tuesday the 7th. And for Cancer, you guys are, you know, focused on Mercury, which means news coming in or ideas or your talks or meetings or your writing or sales or your offers or decisions. And for you guys, it's all about legal matters, travel plans, educational pursuits, situations at a distance, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, weddings or other ceremonies, or religious or political interests. And this is really kind of opening up something new here. It's also really linked to key relationships in some opportune way. So with the partner or the representative or the specialist or the clients or somebody like that. So those are your key days, Friday and Tuesday. Now, Venus is moving behind the scenes for Cancer. Oh, boy. For four long months. So, Cancers, oh my gosh. Okay. So, you know, this means when it comes to love or income or beauty interests, you might really be developing something privately behind the scenes, really putting in the effort or just keeping it under wraps for a while. So if it's love, maybe you're just don't ready to share it with the world, or you want to hole up somewhere with a love interest for a few months, or it's clandestine in some way. If it's about income, maybe it's some artistic thing that you're developing to make money, or maybe it's the work you're doing with the research or the institution or the spiritual interest that is, you know, about income flow here for you guys. Could be about beauty, so maybe you're really spending some time behind closed doors just beautifying your space. But definitely this is going to be a very long story all the way till August 7th, and there's going to be some shifts in the story because of the retrograde. So listen to what was coming in the beginning of the show when I run down all the dates that are going to be key over the next 4 months with that and what to expect with that. And now with the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction, this is very rare, and it is coming together on Saturday the 4th at 10:45 p.m. Eastern. So Cancer, this is about relationships for you. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so Cancer. You know, this is powerful change or deep transformation or deep intimacy or financial connection or something that brings major growth or happiness or prosperity through the process that is evolving with this key person or several key people over the months ahead. And so this is either about a romantic partner or a business partner. It can be about your clients or one particular client. It can be about specialists or experts you're working with. It can be about agents or attorneys or other representatives. It can be about competitors or opponents, or it can be about advocates. And so you really want to kind of pay attention to what is coming together in this powerful way to start this big new story that's going to be setting itself up over Jupiter and Pluto themes, you know, the intimacy, the finances, the mortality, the divorce, the third parties, or the legal, travel, educational, media marketing, ceremonial, wedding, religious, political interests in the mix with these key players. And then by Tuesday, we have the full moon in the evening on Tuesday the 7th. And for Cancer, this is something big that is culminating regarding your home, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, or something with family, parents, or roommates. So big celebrations and achievements there, or you're wrapping things up, getting a finalization, or ending something there. Sometime during the day on Tuesday, Mars is going to be fired, amped up, and might cause some mischief. Really kind of doing something about that financial or sexual energy or third-party scenario. So there's something kind of unexpected happening here involving friends, associates, gatherings, the internet, astrology charities, or aspirations tied to that. So whatever that might be, you'll know it when you see it, right? All right, for Leo. Leo, Mercury energy is active Friday the 3rd and Tuesday the 7th. So for you guys, Those days can open up talks or meetings or sales or writing or interviews. Also bring in news or offers or decisions that are focused on financial topics, the insurance, the taxes, the settlements, the alimony, the commissions, whatever the big financial thing is you're focused on. Or could really be bringing meetings and offers and things about your sex life or a reproductive situation, a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third party. And so you really want to kind of look at new things kind of moving into place over those days. Venus is going to be moving into your social stream starting on Friday the 3rd and stay there all the way to August 7th. So, Leo, it's going to make you incredibly popular, I would think. It is going to be really getting you to focus on looking for love or income flow or beauty through your friends, through your associates, through your parties or events or gatherings, or online, or through astrology or charities, or through pursuing your own aspirations or original projects, or even your own freedom in a situation. So you really want to look at, you know, women coming into the scene there, or love flowering in those areas, or income potential, or a focus on beauty there. And the story is going to be moving forward, then slow down, then go backwards, then move forwards, all because of the retrograde. So check into the top of the show for the key dates that I give over these 4 months, so you'll know how that's going to be kind of winding out for you guys. And then on Saturday the 4th at 10:45 p.m. Eastern, we have the big first gathering of Jupiter-Pluto energy as they come together on the same degree and start this new story that will be being set up now through November 12th. And so for Leo, this is about your health or your work, or your animals, or it can involve coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. So we are looking at some kind of deconstruction of the old and a rebirthing and something that gives you growth or happiness or prosperity or focuses on the Jupiter-Pluto themes when it comes to your health or your work or your pets. So we're really looking at Pluto themes, which would be going deeper, making changes, dealing with the big financial topics, maybe the sexual or reproductive needs, a death or a birth or a divorce or any third parties in that story, and Jupiter themes of your beliefs, your religion, your politics, your ceremonies, or anything with legal, travel, educational, or media interests in those stories. So something very powerful is changing your life in some way through your work, through your health, through your coworkers, your hired help, your paperwork, or your animals from April 4th to November 12th. So you want to start to look at what this might be as it arrives. And then by Tuesday the 7th in our week ahead, we have the full moon in Libra. So, Leo, there is some big news or decision, a talk, a meeting, a sale, the writing, the interview, the offer, the short trip, the local activity involving a key individual, and whatever is wrapping up or coming through, being celebrated, ending, or achieved there. Mars will be fired up on the day of the full moon and under some frictional energy, which means you're going to have to watch for getting into fights or seeing too much push involving a partner, a client, a specialist, a competitor, a representative, somebody like that, with some kind of last-minute goal or last-minute surprise around an authority figure or a career matter. All right, for Virgo. Sorry for the cough, you guys. I am much better. It's so dry here, and it just won't leave me alone. What can I say? I know it's so obnoxious to listen to, but I'm trying. Okay, so for Virgo, Mercury days, important days, are Friday the 3rd and Tuesday the 7th. Mercury is bringing news, talks, information, ideas, writing, sales, short trips, decisions. And for Virgo, it is focused on partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or advocates, and does link in a favorable way to something creative or love related or with the kids or recreationally. So Friday and Tuesday are your days for that. Now, Venus is moving into your midheaven, so this is quite an interesting placement for Virgo, because it means starting on Friday afternoon, Venus moves into this territory and will stay until August 7th. So, excuse me, this is really going to be about Venus playing out around your life goals or your career or your status or fame or with authority figures. So you may have love intertwined with those life goals. You may have personal income intertwined with those life goals or career pursuits, or you may have beauty topics focused here, and Venus is definitely there to try to help you attract or smooth things out or enjoy what's going on here more. However, she is going to be going forward and then slowing down and then going backward and then going forward again, and all, you know, so it's all over the place while you're figuring this out, you know, with how you're going to be making your money and what goals to set or what you're doing with your career or that boss or parent or judge or what's happening with the love in your life or the beauty. So pay attention to what's coming in and listen to the top of the show for the key dates for that. Now, by Saturday evening at 10:45 p.m., Jupiter and Pluto get together, and Virgo, this is in your zone of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So you literally enter one of the most powerful times of your lifetime between April 4th and November 12th to completely evolve, you know, kind of break down the old version and rebirth a new version, to look for more growth or happiness or prosperity, to look at how things are shared, more deep intimacy or sexual connection or reproductive scenarios, or how the finances are shared and what's evolving in that story with these situations and what's going on with travel or distant or legal or educational or media, marketing, wedding, ceremony, religious, political themes in that mix with the lover, with the kids, with the creative project or recreation. So pay attention to what's coming into view Saturday the 4th in the evening and as you go into this week ahead, because it's the beginning of this new story starting to get underway. I'm going to have to take a drink here of my tea. Just give me 1 second. I put a lot of honey in that tea before the show, so I would not cough on you guys. It's like, yeah, no, if you're going to talk, you're going to cough. Okay, so for Virgo then, by Tuesday the 7th, we have that full moon in Libra. So by the evening of Tuesday, you should have something that has finally come through or wrapping up or achieved or ending, you know, some kind of big culminating moment with your income or a purchase or the product or the possessions. And so really getting in there with that. And Mars is going to be really fired up about a work or health or animal scenario, maybe with a coworker, the hired help or paperwork on Tuesday. And so there's something kind of being thrown at you out of the blue there that you're going to have to jump into. So that's part of the story, I believe. Okay, for Libra. Libra, Friday the 3rd, Tuesday the 7th, we have Mercury very active. So for you guys, these are the days you hear the news or offer, get into the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the decisions about a work situation or the paperwork, the coworker, the hired help, or about a health matter or the animals. And the door is open here, linking this to home or real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. So again, communications or decisions or sales, etc., on Friday or Tuesday about those themes. Now, Venus is headed into Gemini for 4+ months, starting Friday the 3rd in the afternoon. Libra, this means you're going to have an extended period where she is focused on travel, situations at a distance, relocation at a distance, education, legal, media, marketing, publishing, wedding or other ceremonies, or religion or politics. So you're going to be looking for love in these situations, or you're going to be looking for income in these situations, or you're going to be looking for beauty in these situations because she's going to be there, right? So you got 4 months of her working her way here and really helping you smooth some things out or attract the things or enjoy yourself more. And she's going to be moving forward and then backwards and then forwards again. So go back to the top of the show to listen to the key dates that I lay out for the 4 months ahead. For how this will be impacting there, so you know what to kind of expect. And then on Saturday the 4th, Jupiter and Pluto get together, the very first conjunction that they are going to be having of three that are going to play out from April 4th and then June 30th and then November 12th. So Libra, this is a year starting where something very big is going to be happening involving your home or a move or a renovation or a real estate deal or with family, parents, or roommate situations. So we are deconstructing the old in some way and rebirthing it in a more empowered way. We are looking at the financial side of this story, the sexual intimate side of this story, third parties in this story, what's happening with legal needs in the story or travel distance situations or learning or teaching or media marketing or weddings or other ceremonies or religion or politics as they relate to these home moves, real estate deals, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. Story literally gets underway this weekend on Saturday. By Tuesday the 7th, the full moon peaks in the evening, and for Libra is in your sign, so something personal or physical is kind of wrapping up or coming through for you guys. You might be the focus of celebration. You might be getting some kind of recognition or attention. You might be reaching a physical goal, ending something that's been going on in the body or achieving a goal you set for the body, or there might be something involving your name on the dotted line or your image or your brand or your title with some kind of peak moment that is happening by Tuesday the 7th. Mars is going to fire things up on that day, so there's a lot going on here that could spark anger or just motivate more when it comes to a lover, the kids, the creative side of things or the recreational side of things and some last minute sudden thing here that comes out of the blue financially or sexually or from a third party. So you're going to have to be on your toes with that one, but it is a celebratory high note for you guys. Okay, for Scorpio. Mercury is active in this week ahead on Friday the 3rd and Tuesday the 7th. And Mercury really is about bringing news or offers, talks or meetings, sales, writing, interviews, or decisions right now that are focused on your lover or your love life, on your creative projects, on your children, or on something recreational. So your big days in the week ahead are Friday the 3rd and Tuesday the 7th. And the door is more or less open here, so step in, right, as best you can. And then Venus on Friday the 3rd is headed into your zone of the big financial topics of your life, your loans, your debt, your inheritance, your taxes, your insurance, your investments, your settlements, your alimony, your child support, your partner's money, or any other kind of financial resource, as well as your sex life, your intimate life, your reproductive life, or any focus that you might have on death, birth, divorce, or third-party situations. So Venus is arriving to try to smooth this stuff out or bring love into these situations or bring personal income opportunities through what's going on here or bring beauty into the equation. So it should be there to help you. It is going to be moving forward and then backing up and then moving forward throughout the 4 months ahead. So key into the top of the show to get an idea about what dates are going to be the standout dates with that. By Saturday the 4th in our week ahead, in the evening, we are going to have the first of three Jupiter-Pluto conjunctions. This is incredibly powerful for everybody. It starts a story that we've never really had before. It's never going to happen again. And Jupiter is going to be here Saturday the 4th in the evening, then June 30th and November 12th. So sometime between this Saturday and November 12th, this story gets underway. So for Scorpio, It is about your ideas, your writing, your sales, your interviews, your talks, your meetings, your offers, your proposals, your decisions. And on a physical level, it could also be about your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, a move, your vehicles, your electronics, your short trips, or community activities, or neighborhood, or local things you're involved in. Okay? And so these two power energies here getting together, and Pluto saying, time to deconstruct something and rebirth it in a more empowered way. It's time to look at the financial side of this, time to look at the sexual side, time to look at the third parties in this scenario. And Jupiter is saying, time to look at the media, the marketing, the publishing, the broadcasting, the travel, the foreign, the legal, the educational, the ceremonial, the religious or political side of things. So on one hand, the ideas you're putting out there are going to go through a very powerful transformation. But on the other hand, the way you've been thinking about certain things is going to change as well. And this goes big. So look for the offers, look for the talks, look for the ideas, look for the decisions. This all starts to get underway late Saturday night. Now, by Tuesday the 7th, we have the full moon in Libra in the evening. And for Scorpio, this brings something to a climax. That is artistic or romantic or spiritual or about institutions, any research or investigations, any secrets or deceptions, or any bad habits or addictions. And so we are wrapping things up and marking endings in some of these areas, and we're celebrating and achieving and having breakthroughs in some of these areas. It's a high point, so it depends on where you are in your story, but this is when you reach this peak. Now, Mars is going to be hustling on this day, fired up, either angry or highly motivated, trying to get something going or about the home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with family, parents, or roommates. And this is because of some last-minute or surprising or shocking thing involving a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, or other key relationship on the day of the full moon. So there you have it, some last-minute thing right there. All right, for Sagittarius, hold on. All right, guys, Sag, Mercury is active on Friday and Tuesday in our week ahead. That is the 3rd and the 7th. And for you guys, it means news or offers, talks or meetings, sales, writing, interviews, decisions that are about your home, in the home, about real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. And the door is open here to making money or a purchase or a lot of purchases or your products in the mix or your possessions. And so definitely note that Friday and Tuesday are the days there. Now, Venus is headed into Gemini on Friday the 3rd of April and will be there all the way until August 7th. And Sag, this is about relationships for you. So this is really kind of awesome. It should be. This is about your romantic partner, your business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your advocates, and Venus bringing income into the story or true love into the story or beauty into the story and helping you enjoy yourself more with these key individuals over the next 4 months. And the story will be moving forward, then slow down, go back for a bit, then go forward again because of the upcoming retrograde. So go check out the very top of the show where I give all the key dates for the next 4 months with these key people for you guys so that you have a clue as to how this is going to play out. And then on Saturday the 4th, we have the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction. Sag, this is in your income zone. This is a huge, big deal for you guys. Sorry. It will be about your income, or it will be about a purchase or your purchasing power, or about your possessions or your products, and maybe all of these things. So you're going through a very powerful transition, transformation. You're going to deconstruct the old and rebirth it in some new way. You're going to expand your horizons. You're going to seek your happiness or prosperity. You're going to look at how outside or shared resources or financial topics are engaged here, what's going on with sex appeal or sex or birth or third parties, what's going on. with travel or foreign or distant, or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, legal, educational, ceremonial, religious or political topics in the mix, and how the story is going to shift the story with your income or with your purchases or products or possessions over the months ahead. So pay attention to what's starting to come into view Saturday evening. Now, by Tuesday the 7th in the evening, we have the full moon in Libra. So, Sag, this is a big culminating moment with friends or associates, with groups or gatherings, with the internet, with astrology or charities, or with original projects or freedoms or aspirations. And so you really can be kind of working up to some kind of big celebration or achievement there, or you can be wrapping things up or ending something there. And on that day, Mars is frisky, Mars is fired up. There may be some kind of heated conversation or some kind of situation going on where you have to hustle locally or on a short trip or deal with vehicles or electronics. Be careful on the roads with vehicles on that day, and don't say something you regret later, but it can just be motivating you with your talks, meetings, writing, short trips, sales, all this stuff, as something last minute is tossed into the mix involving your work or health or animals or coworkers or hired help or paperwork. Okay, Capricorn. Capricorn, Mercury's active in the week ahead on Friday the 3rd and Tuesday the 7th, which really for you guys, I mean, it's just going to amplify the talks, the news, the offers, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the short trips, the local activities or the decisions. For some of you guys, it might amplify what's going on with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics. But it's really opening a door here, and it's connected in a viable way to you guys, to your interests or your involvement or what's going on with your name or title or image or brand in this situation. So open up the communications on those days. See where this takes you. With Venus moving into Gemini, this starts on Friday the 3rd of April and lasts until August 7th. So the next 4 months, Venus is going to be doing her part to help attract income to your work or love to your work or beauty to your work or the same. She's going to try to bring a smooth grace or love or income or beauty into your health situation or what's going on with your animals or what's going on with coworkers or hired help or your paperwork. And so really those routine things are going to start to become way more enjoyable, and you should be able to find your income flow or the love or the beauty in those stories. You will be moving forward and then slowing and backing up and then moving forward again because of the retrograde. So check to the top of the show for all the key dates I gave if you didn't already write them down, so that you know when those dates will stand out. Now, the big one is Capricorn. Jupiter's getting together with Pluto in your sign Saturday evening. Gosh, Capricorn, it is such a big deal for you guys. It is completely giving you finally one of the most powerful positive energies, together with the energy of deep transformation that you've been dealing with since 2008. And so now you have this merging, this potential to kind of grow in some bigger way, not physically, we hope, but on a personal level, for you guys to really start to look at where you are with your own growth, with your happiness, with your prosperity, with the big, deep changes that have been going on with you. If you've been dealing with a big financial topic or with your sexual needs or reproductive system or with a death or a birth or a divorce and how that's impacted you, or with what's going on with power and balance and third-party scenarios, and you get to now merge this with Jupiter, is it time for you to travel or to relocate at a distance or to get involved in something at a distance? Or is it time for you to pursue your higher education, whether you're learning or getting certified or teaching? Or is it time for you to sign some legal contracts that have a big impact on you? Or is it time to study law? Or is it time to focus on media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, get yourself in front of the camera or in the classroom, or start to put your image or brand out there through marketing in some way? Or is it time to get married or get involved with weddings or other kinds of ceremonies? Or is it about what's going on with religion or politics or philosophy for you? So you're really having this powerful combination where you can evolve this part of who you are in a really profound way over these months ahead. This is a really big one, Cap. So look at what's starting to emerge from you or through you, or what you're really starting to be drawn towards. Might get a clue Saturday evening, might get a clue throughout this week ahead. You're going to be in this now till November 12th. By Tuesday the 7th, Capricorn, you have that full moon peaking in your career midheaven, so you could be wrapping up something you've been striving to achieve on the career front, or you could be ending a career if you're sick of it, or you could be somewhere in between with some kind of peak experience. Maybe you're celebrating a boss or a parent or a judge or a director or a teacher or a mentor, or there's something wrapping up or ending with one of those people, or maybe there's a personal goal that you're striving for that's finally coming through or wrapping up by Tuesday. Sorry. Mars is going to be fired up on Tuesday about your income or purchases or products or possessions, and it involves one of the kids or a lover or your creative project or recreation and something you weren't expecting last minute. So, you know, you got to balance that in the mix too. Okay, Aquarius. Aquarius, Mercury is active Friday and Tuesday, the 3rd and 7th in our week ahead. And so this brings talks, meetings, news, writing, ideas, sales, interviews, decisions that are focused on your income or are about purchases, products, or possessions. And the door is open to hear through the research or what you're doing with institutions or what you're doing behind the scenes or artistically, romantically, or spiritually in that mix. Now, Venus is headed into Gemini on Friday the 3rd and is going to be there a very long time, all the way till August 7th. And Aquarius, this is just a great placement for you. This is your zone of true love and lovers. So having Venus there can just mean a lot of love going on for our Aquarians. This is the area of creative projects, so you might have more potential to earn money. Venus rules income in the creative zone. It rules your kids. So maybe there's an income opportunity that you can share with a child, or maybe you're making money doing something, maybe a children's book or a children's project, or you're just experiencing a lot of love with the kids. And then also this is recreation, so you might find that you can have more recreational time with your love interest or express beauty in any of these areas. So Venus is definitely here trying to attract things that make it more enjoyable with your love interest and with your kids and with your creative projects and with recreation. Now she's going to be moving forward. Then she's going to slow down, she's going to backtrack or exit, then she's coming back, and then she's moving forward again, you know, so pay attention to the dates I give at the top of the show. That will give you the key time frames when this will all be happening. Now, on Saturday the 4th in the evening, we have the big Jupiter-Pluto conjunction. It is the first of three, the second one on June 30th, the final one on November 12th, so a big story is getting underway for everybody that is going to really be setting things into play between April 4th and November 12th for Aquarius. This is about deconstructing something and rebirthing it in a more empowered way, in a way that brings more intimacy or sexuality or financial realm into the story, or plays out through a birth, a death, or a divorce, or a third party, or also involves Jupiter themes of happiness, prosperity, growth, or something through travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. So Aquarius, this is happening. It's playing out for you guys in several areas of your life. So I'm sure a few of these will stand out to you as I go through them. One is it can be playing out through artistic realms. So with your film, with your music, with your painting and your poetry and your dance and your theaters and your concerts and all of this. So there's a deconstruction and a rebirthing in a, towards a way that would bring more happiness or prosperity over these months ahead. This is also playing out over your romantic life, clandestine affairs, romantic getaways, romantic trysts. We're deconstructing the old way of doing this, and we are rebirthing in some empowered way that brings more happiness between now and November 12th. This can be about your spiritual life. This can have a profound impact on your spiritual life. You might really kind of take a new view as to what you believe over these months ahead. You might pursue a practice like yoga or meditation or get into prayer groups, or you might just have some kind of vision or sign from the universe or dreams that really awaken you in some way. This can be about institutions. You might really get involved with spas or retreats or hospitals or places to recuperate or any kind of big institution over these months ahead, which will also be transformative in some kind of very big way. Or, Aquarius, this can be about research or investigations, digging into information. It can also be about addictions or bad habits or secrets or deceptions and kind of the big evolving story that's going to play out now through November 12th. So pay attention to what's starting to come into view Saturday evening, because you will be working with this for a while. Now, the full moon on Tuesday the 7th in the evening, for Aquarius, this is in that territory of legal matters, travel plans, situations at a distance, educational pursuits, media marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, weddings or other ceremonies, or religion or politics. So something you're involved in one of those areas is finally culminating. You might be celebrating and achieving. You might be wrapping things up or ending something, but you do have a big peak experience there by Tuesday the 7th. And on that day, Mars is really fired up, and Mars is in your sign, Aquarius, so it means you're fired up. You might be a little irascible. You might be a little bit more accident-prone. You might be way more passionate, or you might be fighting or motivated. And either way, there's something kind of last minute thrown at you at home or with a move or somebody else's house or real estate deal or a renovation or what's going on with family or parents or roommates. So you got that kind of spinning in the air at the same time you're building to this full moon climax. Okay, Pisces. Friday and Tuesday, the 3rd and the 7th, those are your Mercury days, and this is Mercury in your sign, Pisces, and this is really some kind of possibly magical or inspired energy with some opportunity involved for you guys. So if you need to talk to somebody, meet with somebody, have the write with somebody or sign agreements or focus on sales or percolate ideas or flirt or interview or make decisions that are about you and your interests or what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, then Friday the 3rd and Tuesday the 7th are the days, and by Tuesday the 7th, there is something here aligned with the internet or friends or groups or gatherings or anything with original projects or charities or astrology or aspirations in the mix. So there you have it. Okay, now Venus. Venus is moving into Gemini on Friday the 3rd in the afternoon, and she is going to travel there all the way until August 7th. So she is trying to bring love or income or beauty to your home or through your family or what's going on with roommates or parents, or she may show up tied to a move or a renovation or real estate deals. Maybe you're going to make money through real estate over these months ahead. Maybe you're just going to have a lot of love going on at home or with your family. Maybe there's going to be a lot of beautifying of your space, right? So she's definitely there to try to do her best to help. And you can check into the top of the show to see all the dates I give for this period that's going forward. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. So there are key dates I give at the top of the show for this, but she is definitely working her energy there for you in those areas. Now, by Saturday the 4th in the evening, you guys have Jupiter and Pluto coming together. And Pisces, you know, this is incredibly powerful for you guys over these months ahead. Sometime between April 4th and November 12th, this Jupiter-Pluto conjunction is going to be deconstructing the old version and rebirthing something that is more empowering, and it's going to bring Pluto themes, which can be financial or sexual or reproductive or about mortality or third parties or evolving stories, going deeper. Jupiter is going to be bringing the growth, the happiness, the prosperity, the travel or the situation at a distance, the legal contracts or the educational pursuits or the media marketing publicity arena into the story, or perhaps weddings or other ceremonies or religious or political interests. So all of this is revolving for Pisces around their own original projects or inventions and ideas, or around their own personal aspirations or freedoms. So you really, really want to look at powerful ways to evolve those stories, to grow those stories. And also, this is social for Pisces. So this can be happening to open your world up and make these powerful changes and grow something here with friends and with associates and with group activities and with what you do online and what you do with astrology or charities or parties or events or gatherings. Social networking, your causes. So definitely Pisces, you definitely want to look at something very powerful that is going to be evolving here over the months ahead, and it begins in the evening on Saturday the 4th. Now, in our week ahead, by Tuesday the 7th in the evening, we have that full moon in Libra. So Pisces, this is bringing some kind of culmination to a financial matter or to your sex life or a reproductive situation or a birth, a death, a divorce, or a third-party story. Okay, so you are either wrapping something up you've been involved with there, or there's something coming to a close, or there is something to be celebrated or achieved, or there's a breakthrough or a finalization. So big moments in those areas for you. And Mars is sparky on this day. You know, Mars is either really a spitfire and angry, or is motivated and highly charged up. And for Pisces, this is what's going on behind the scenes. So all about the romance or the artistry or the spirituality or the institution or the research. And there's some kind of last minute news or offer or decision or short trip or sale or meeting that comes into play that tosses this all into some kind of high gear. So you have that kind of rolling around on that day as you're building to your full moon climax. So I got through it. You guys suffered through my coffee cough and one big sneeze. everybody, join me Saturday evening at the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction at 10:45 p.m. Eastern to set our prayers for the world, for peace, for healing, for protection of all those out there trying to bring good solutions of some kind of defense against those who are trying to cause harm, asking us to put it into God's hands, who has some kind of plan behind all of this, and that we trust in that. And maybe all of our voices will have an impact. So I hope it's a great week for everybody. I will be back same time next week, God willing. And you guys can stop by on Facebook and ask me questions daily there. I post it daily. And that's it, guys. Have a great one. I'll talk to you next time.